We have this guy, Jason Garnett. Garnett, last Friday, woke up with, but can I use the E word? He had a giant E word there, and it refused to go down. You know what I'm talking about? That, yeah. His thing stood at attention for more than 17 hours. At first, he wasn't worried much about it. He went to his job at a hotel. Around lunchtime, he started to become slightly concerned when taking an ice bath and going for a jog didn't alter the situation. He realized something was up. 8 hours after waking up, he told his roommate about the problem. Hey, look at this! His roommate was hysterical at first, but then he realized just how serious the situation was. He was taken to the hospital and diagnosed with something called priapism. Apparently, this is for real. Priapism. It's a rare condition where they don't subside. It's not caused by sexual desire or simulation, but untreated, it can permanently damage the organ. Doctors had to drain, here's where you're going to lose your breakfast. Doctors had to drain 2 pints of blood from the offending member to reduce the pressure. It didn't work. They were then forced to, hold on to the seatbelt. They were forced to inject him with 24 rounds of medication before things finally settled down. According to Mr. Garnett, seeing them stab it with a needle was a horrible experience. It was something out of a horror film. The pain was 10 out of 10. However, it's completely normal now, apart from the fact that it looks like Swiss cheese. Oh, man. You got 2 pints? How many pints do you have in your body? And they took out 2 pints? Isn't that a quart? Just think of that gallon jug of milk in your fridge. 1/4 of that gallon jug filled up because this guy couldn't get it down. It's just the opposite, you know, what you take Viagra for. Well, you know what the commercial says.
If you have an erection that lasts over 4 hours, don't call your doctor. Call everyone you know.
A
free sample of Virection, call 1-800-THAT-WOULD. Virection is the simple treatment for ED.
Mm-hmm.
Virection, for the times you really need to get some.
I ask you, where else can you get hard news like this other than on the K of the Morning Show?